Whether tonight is good music or bad depends as much on you as it does on us. That means you have to join in on the chorus if you know it. And if you can't know all the words, you la-dee-da your way through somehow. And if you know how to get some harmony, that's all the better. High harmony, low harmony, or under, around, or in between. I don't care.
What tune should I sing? Which one of the keys I go in?
You and me is split tenor.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me.
Oh, let the midnight special shine an ever-loving light on me.
If you ever go to Memphis, boy, you better walk right. Don't the police will arrest you, he will carry you down. Take you down to the station with the gun in his hand. Tell you, you've been a naughty man.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me.
Now you wake up in the morning.
Are you kidding?
You hear the ding-dong ring. You go marching to the table. You see the same damn thing, knife and fork are on the table, and nothing in my pan. And if you say anything about it, you're in trouble with the man.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine an ever-loving light on me.
Yonder come Miss Mary, hind the world. By ray bun and the dress she wore, umbrella on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand, going to tell the sheriff, give me back my man.
Let the midnight special shine her light on me.
I don't hear you.
The midnight special shine her ever-loving light on me.
Bill, you know who I heard this song first from.
Ledbetter.
That's right. Oh, Hughie Ledbetter. He was a mighty fine man. Hughie taught me this song and to the whole wide land. But now he's done with all his grieving, whooping, hollering, and crying. Now he's done with all his studying about his great long time.
I let the midnight special shine. Special, shine an ever-loving light on me.
If you ever go to Houston, boy, you better walk right. Man, you better not stagger, and you better not fight. Sheriff Brinson, he will rest you. He'll carry you down. And if they find you guilty, boy, you're Huntsville bound.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me.
Friends, Bill and I don't get to see each other very often. Most of the year he's over traveling around France,
that's
Belgium, and those places. But once every year or two we get together and we're swapping songs. We don't know exactly what's going to come tonight. We're exchanging some old songs, some new ones. Well, it's like when you get married, you know, something borrowed and something blue, something old and something new.
What's
and,
new?
Well, wait till after elections, see y'all.
After the election?
Yeah. Oh. Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. Here, Bill was born in Mississippi, I was born in New York City. And we came from perhaps as different backgrounds as any two people could. And here we are, swapping the same songs together. And it's kind of interesting. How could it happen?
Don't you think that should happen all over the world?
I wish it did. Bill?
Make it in while you're born, that you're human.
That's right. What's the first kind of song you ever played?
Well, the first one I ever kind of played in my life was blues, yeah, and I like that.
Let's hear some.
Yeah, this is one that was written by a good friend of mine, Bessie Smith. She wrote this back in 1927, which it was a big flood in Mississippi at that time, which was my home. They didn't have to send for me. They sent for a lot of musicians to come down and write about this big flood down in Mississippi at that time. Didn't have to send for me because I was already there. And I always liked this, and the man said it, whosoever that played, that wrote the best song, he got $500. So Bessie got the $500, so he always plays hers, you know. Bessie Smith, Backwater Blues. You like that? It rained 5 days, and the clouds turned as dark as night. Yes, it rained 5 days, and the clouds turned as dark as night. And trouble taking place, Lord, in the lowland that night. I got up one morning, poor me, I couldn't even get out of my door. Yes, I got up one morning. Poor me, I couldn't even get out of my door. Thousand poor people out of Clarity didn't have no place to go. Then I went, I stood up on a high lonesome hill. Yes, I went, I stood up on a high lonesome hill. Lord, and all I could do was look down, leave on the house where I used to live. Then it thundered and it lightning. Loud, and the wind began to blow. Yes, it thundered and it lightning. Loud, and the wind began to blow. Lord, there were thousands and thousands of my poor people. At that time, they didn't have no place to go.
Tell you what, the oldest song I ever knew.
I'd like to hear that.
Well, I'm going to say it's the oldest.
You know so many, though. I don't want to know which one is the oldest one now, because that's kind of hard to figure out.
Listen, I'm not that old.
No, I don't mean you're that old. I mean, but you wasn't here then when them was wrote, were you? Well, that one, I was here.
Listen,
when, the one I saw, comes, I was here when it was.
When
wrote.
It comes to being how old, half so happens, I happen to be grandpa as far as a lot of these kids go, because they're playing banjo, yeah. But they learn them from people that I talk banjo to. So I'm a grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
But what does that make you?
Well, I'm a great-grandfather.
The first song I think I ever knew was one that my father used to... he put it in a story when I was about 7 years old. And it was a little honky-tonk vaudeville tune that he remembered from Staten Island when he was a kid.
When he
I don't know. It was a story about a frog.
Oh.
It's actually...
That's a good one.
No, I don't know if you know it. Let me see...
Well, I can listen, can I?
It's actually supposed to be for children.
Well, that's better. I'm young, too.
Once upon a time, there was a farmer walking down the road. He was whistling a tune to himself. Says, Lord, I wish I had some words to that song. All I have is the melody. Just then he came to a little brook. He leans down. There's a big old bullfrog. That's right. This is a long story.
Yeah,
I
see.
I may even put you to sleep. It's a bedtime.
No, I'm not listening.
Down there was a bullfrog, and he was hopping. The bullfrog looked up and he saw the farmer and decided to show off. He took an extra special big hop.
That's a good one.
Kersplash, he fell in the water. He got himself all wet. The farmer laughed and laughed and started singing. Way down south in the Yankety Yank, a bullfrog jumped from bank to bank just because he'd nothing better for to do. He stubbed his toe, fell in the water. You could hear him holler for a mile and a quarter because he'd nothing better for to do. Now the farmer walked down the road feeling mighty proud of himself for making up a song. He went down to the corner store, bought himself a plug of chewing tobacco and a pair of work clothes and some groceries. He says, oh, before I go, I must teach him a new song. The man in the store says, go home, I'm busy here. The farmer says, I won't pay you my money unless you let me sing my song. All right, sing it and get it over with, says the store manager. Well, the farmer starts singing. The man in the store says, hey, that's a wonderful tune. Gather around, everybody. We'll have a party. And there was... Coca-Colas, eating the free soda crackers. Back home, wives and children were sitting down to eat supper. Where's father? Did we blow out the microphone?
No.
The mother says, children, you better run down to the corner store and fetch your old man. He's probably wasting his time as usual. All the children ran down the road. They ran inside the corner store. They heard all that pretty music. They forgot all about coming home. They started singing. Way down south in the Yankety Yank, a bullfrog jumped from bank to bank. And they were stamping on the floor, drinking up free Coca-Colas, eating up free soda crackers. In every farmhouse, it was now the same situation. The mother says, this has gone far enough. Do they expect us to work all day and nobody show up? They reached over, grabbed some heavy frying pans, wave them around the head, and start down the road. Somebody's going to get beaned. Well, they got near, they hear all that pretty music, they forget about being mad. They drop the frying pans in the gutter, they walk in the store, and the mothers start singing, wait, now, something. Out in the barnyard, all the cows says,
where is everybody? We're supposed to be milked. It's getting mighty uncomfortable.
All the cows walked out of their stalls. They wobble down the road. They go inside the corner store, and the cows start moo, 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 moo. Cows' tails were swishing out the window. They were drinking the free Coca-Colas and eating the free soda crackers and stamina. On the barnyard, all the chickens says, where is everybody? We're supposed to be fed. We're getting hungry. The chickens hopped over the fence. They hopped down the road. They hop inside the corner store. The barn started talking to each other. They say, we feel mighty empty without any cows, without any chickens. Guess we have to go find them. So the barn picked himself off the foundation. They glump down the road and they squeeze inside the corner store, believe it or not. Do you ever hear a rusty hinge on a barn door? Out in the fields, all the grass says, where is everybody? The cows are supposed to come and eat us. I guess we'll have to go find them. The grass picked itself up, swished down the road, swished up inside the corner store, and the grass touched. When the grass was gone, the fields were gone. The fields were gone, the banks of the brook were gone. The brook says it don't have nothing to bubble between. The brook bubbled down the road, bubbled up inside the corner. The brook was bubbling up and down the stairway. The grass was going out the chimney. The feathers flying through the air. The cow's tail swishing out the window. Everybody drinking the free Coca-Cola. Eating the free. There was the bullfrog in midair. He looked down. There was absolutely nothing underneath him. He says, there's no bank to land on. He says, where am I? and he started hopping down the road. He got nearer to the corner store, and he said, "Hey, what's that racket down there?" He's the only honest one. He says, "Why, they're singing." He says, "They're singing about me." And he was so proud, he puffed himself up with pride. And he puffed, and he puffed, and he puffed. Exploded all directions. Cows, barns, chickens, farmers, wives. The whole corner store went up, and everybody floated down. Landed right where they were supposed to have been the whole time. Sat down eating supper, feeling kind of foolish for themselves. Next day, they went out to try and find the frog. They looked high, they looked low, Coca-Cola bottles and soda crackers in all directions. But no frog. So all there is left of the frog, Bill, is a song we might as well sing her once again. Away down south in the Yankety-Yank, a bullfrog jumped from bank to bank just because there's nothing better for to do. He stubbed his toe and then he fell, stubbed to his toe and he fell. The neighbors thought he'd gone too well just because there's nothing better for to do. Can you whistle? Bill, before I sit down and listen to you sing a song, do you know any verses to Green Corn? It's an old, old...
I know Green Corn.
Play,
yeah,
party,
know.
Play party tune, square dance tune, super jump tune, whatever you want to call it.
I know of them, yeah, yeah. I've around them when they played them, yeah.
Well, maybe we might think of a few verses to it.
You sing it, not play it. You going to sing it?
I can sing some verses, and I can play some on the banjo. It's only got two chords in it.
That's better. Your voice is better than mine.
Green corn, come along, Tolly. Green corn, don't tell Polly. Green corn, come along, Tolly. Green corn, don't tell Polly.
Hey, let's sing it now. Can you say, come along, Charlie, and don't tell Polly? That's all you have to get.
Green corn, come along, Charlie. Green corn, don't tell Polly. Green corn, come along, Charlie. Green corn, don't tell Polly.
That's it.
All I need in this creation, two little boys in a big plantation. One named Tom, the other named Davy. One likes salt, the other like gravy. Green corn, come along, Charlie. Wake snake days are breaking, the peas, the pot, the hoe cakes, bacon. Better come soon, it's almost day. If you don't come soon, we're gonna throw it all away.
You know how good he used to do that? Yeah. A man go out hunting ducks. Yeah. Every time he saw a duck, I don't get it. And he looked for another.
Thank you, thank you. I really enjoyed that, Pete, but... Well, they all know that I'm a blues singer, I'm sure that. I don't have to tell them that, do you? No, that's right. Well, what about one of us spiritual? Huh? Mix them up before they get to... Thank you. This one, a lot of time I do get pushed around by a certain lady that's in the same field that I'm in, singing the songs and things, because a lot of times I get to... They give me the bad end of it, you know. Because they say everything that I sing, whether it's a spiritual or folk song, whatever it is, it's still the blues. Well, I'm a blues singer, so what else am I going to do with it? But I like them all. I like all songs, you know. And some people call these folk songs. Well, all the songs that I've heard in my life was folk songs. I never heard horses sing none of them yet. This is one that, for a fact, we sung this thing when I was a young fella, but not like I'm singing it now, of course not. But Rosetta Tharpe and Mr. Josh White and those people like that, they give me the devil about singing it like this, but I like it this way. I want to see you like it. If you don't like it, well, I hope you like it. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory. Don't ride nothing but the righteous and the holy. This train, bound for glory, this train. This train don't carry no gambler, this train. This train don't carry no gambler, this train. This train don't carry no gamblers. No midnight round, no bar flyer. This train bound for glory. This train. This train is built for speed now. This train. This train is built for speed now. This train. This train is built for speed. Fast train, you ever did see now. This train bound for glory. This train. This train don't carry no liars, this train. This train don't carry no liars, this train. This train don't carry no liars, no hypocrites and no bar flyers, this train. Bound for glory, this train. This train is solid black boy, this train. This train is solid black now, this train. This train is solid black. Why care you don't come back, boy? This train bound for glory. This train. This train you don't pay no transportation on. This train. This train you don't pay no transportation on. This train. This train you don't pay no transportation. No Jim Crow and no discrimination on. This train bound for glory. Carry white or black boy on this train. This train don't carry white or black on this train. This train don't carry white or black. Everybody ride it is treated just alike on this train. Bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory. Don't ride nothing but the righteous and the holy. This train is bound for glory. This train. This train is bound for glory. This train. This train is bound for glory. This train.
Bill, I was just thinking that one reason you don't hear so much music like this maybe nowadays is that maybe people are in too much of a hurry.
No, the main thing about it is, Pete, that you hear it, but it's just in a different shape.
Maybe that's it. Except I don't know. The Weavers used to work in a nightclub, and when we ambled on the stage, the boss would come around and says, "No, that isn't where you go on the stage. When the band plays, tung, tung, ting, ting, you're up. You're all up." Everything was speeded up. And take these old songs that got 30 verses. They didn't have time for them in that vaudeville stage.
This here is one that you can figure out what it is. Sometime had the blues, baby, little bud, baby. That's the glory of love. Have the world in its charm. Only thou, just the two of us, we hold each other's arm. Baby, now when just a little blues, just a little. Sometime had the blues, baby, little but baby, that's the glory of love.
Of course, things get mixed up sometimes. You find someone picking up a banjo like this. Banjo was an instrument that started off in Africa. And they start playing an Irish jig on it, or a square dance tune. And that's the wonderful thing about America, because sometimes these mixtures are the most fun of all. Sometimes I wish more people would sing what they know best. Mahalia Jackson in Chicago once told me, she says, "I love singing hear all people sing their own songs because they know how to sing them best." And that's true. Sometimes I try and sing in a foreign language, but I have to admit that I can't sing it half as well as the people that really know how, although it's fun to try. For example, how many of you know this song, which is all in Yiddish? Different people know it differently. I know it. Let us all be happy.
What can grow without rain? What can cry without tears? And what can burn without burning itself out? So she says, foolish boy. Girls are always saying that. Foolish boy. Don't you know a stone can grow without rain? A heart can cry without tears, and love can burn without burning itself out. Stehen kann wachsen, wachsen und regen. Liebe kann brennen, und nicht aufhören. Lass kann denken, leben und leben. Wunderbar. Song, which comes from a different part of the world, but which I guess also a lot of young people have sung when they go on courting. Just that old one, love, oh love, yes, love. Any longer.
Bill Brunsey said, Pete, you go out there and sing a few songs first. But I know that he can sing his song so much better than I can. I want big Bill Brunsey come out here with his guitar, whoever he is. Bill, are you within shouting distance? Let's see if we can sing this chorus so pretty that it will entice him in here.
Kids around here in the place and about this, the way we play. One of them wanted to know from me about the feeling that I have about when I sing a song. Do I actually feel the song? Do you actually feel with every song you play, or you just play it because you know the words, or you just... I think that would be a good subject to...
Well, fact is sometimes I switch on the radio, I often have a feeling that people are singing the songs they don't feel.
Well, I heard that too.
But I also think that it's, why bother singing it if you don't feel it?
Well,
there's better things to do with your time. If you're going to really sing it, you got to feel it.
Well, for a fact, I can't sing a song that I don't feel. I do play some that I just learned the words, and in fact, the business, I just... like it because it's near to what I would feel if I would play exactly what I wanted to play, you know? I run out of tunes that I actually really do feel, so I'll add one of them in. Do you ever do that?
Yeah, I make up a new verse.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that why you write blues and this song?
Yeah.
Bill,
that's true.
I envy you an awful lot for your ability to make up songs. Well, I guess a lot of people do.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them do it and don't know it. You don't mean that, huh?
Like,
you know what I mean? I've got songs that the fact of business, a guy wouldn't even think about recording or even playing in public no place. And I stole the song from the guy. That's what I call it. But anyway, he was singing it before I did, and I heard him singing the words. And I did know the girl, but I found out he knew her better than I did. But I know her, you know. In fact, I started singing a lot of things. And I'd like you to listen to it and see what you think about it. It's a horrible thing, yeah. And she lives in the low, low land. I got a gal named Willie Mae, and she lives in the low, low land. Now, the way I got that woman, I stole her from her. All my life, baby, you know I've had you wrong. Just on the counter, he breaking up one. Willie Mae. Willie Mae, don't you hear Bill calling you? Now, if I don't get my Willie Mae, that mother. I keep thinking about Willie Mae. Cold chill creeps up and down my spine. When I keep thinking about Willie Mae, cold chill creeps up and down my spine. Sometimes I wished I was dead. Willie Mae knew I was. I'm gonna leave him, baby, now I'm going on down the line. I'm gonna leave him, baby, now I'm going on down the line. You know I don't do nothing here. But it made me cry. That's a blues.
That's a life story.
Yeah, of course it's about somebody, about a woman, you know. When you sing the blues, you don't put a woman in it, you ain't singing the blues. Woman and a mule belongs in the blues. Don't that rhyme?
Say it again.
Woman and a mule belong to the blues.
You have to have it there somehow.
Well, the man played, but the mule don't like it. Another question I would ask you about Peter Fair. The boys, they want to know how about these different things that come up, you know what I mean? Like, fact of business, I can stare about myself. The idea that the way that I'm playing the guitar now, I originally stole the idea from a banjo, by a friend banjo, because I learned this way of picking the guitar. I learned that from my uncle playing that same kind of stuff on a five-string banjo.
It's an awful good kind of guitar picking. Show them the way you keep your thumb getting the bass. His thumb never changes, just like a rock.
Friday is what we want to find out now about how you get the idea of that stroke you got. I know I this ain't exactly like my uncle played it, but I got the keeping this string here going. The same as a drum keeps going when the band's playing, you know? And the horns be going one way and this way and that way, but they all come back the way that drummer's going with that one beat.
Bill, maybe someday music school's gonna teach that way, but right now there's nobody in the country that knows how to play that unless they were to listen to you and study it. When I want to learn how to play a banjo, I have to go around the country and...
That's what I want to hear.
There's two or three different ways. Some people pick down on a banjo.
Those strings don't break. Understand.
Well, one's
you finna tune it? Huh? Oh, yeah.
See, I ain't got one chance now.
Some people do exactly what you do on the guitar.
That's what I said. I know it's some connection.
Pretty Polly, pretty Polly, you guess just about right. Pretty Polly, pretty Polly, you guess just about right. A dog on your grave, the biggest part of last night. He's stabbed to the heart, her heart's blooded did foam. He's stabbed to the heart, her heart's blooded did flow. Into the grave, pretty Molly is gone. While I'm doing the banjo, it's almost the same as what you're doing on the guitar.
Keep that top string going. You want to help me sing this? I run out of verses. That's my trouble about this stuff. What I do know, I holler loud enough, but it's always wrong. You know?
So, 6 years ago, I was in Houston, Texas. And I got permission to go down and visit a place the old Huey Ledbetter had once been. It was a prison farm about 50 miles south. And it was a mean place.
I know why it's that.
They let us in. We went down there because he wanted to hear the music. I felt kind of funny. I couldn't say what I wanted. The guards were looking, wondering, what's this Yankee doing here anyway? But we sat around. Hey, I had a regular party among the kitchen, pots and pans. And some of the prisoners were allowed to stay up late. And there was a young fellow there. He couldn't have been older than some of the camp counselors here at Circle Pines, where we are now. About 18, 19 years old. And then he stepped up this microphone and he looked me right dead square in the eye. He said, "Is Andrew B. Crane singing a song I sing with the boys when I get worried?" And he raised back to his head and he sang something like this. "Won't you go down, old Hannah?" And all the gang sang, "Well, well, well, don't you rise no more. Don't you rise no more. If you rise in the morning, bring judgment day." You see, the gang joined in on the last part of each line. "Well, I looked at old Hannah. Well, she was turning red.
She was turning red.
Well, I looked at old Hannah. She was turning red." Old Hannah's a nickname for the sun.
That's what I thought.
One thing this man wanted is that sun to go down and never come up in the morning unless it brings judgment day. "Well, I
looked at my partner. Well, he was almost dead.
He was almost dead.
When I look at my partner, he was almost dead. Well, my partner looked around. Well, this is what he said.
This is
what
he said.
Well, my partner
looked
around. This is what he said. Got a brain in this prison.
So he's going to sing all day. Him and Sleepy John Estes and the guy they called Goldie, they had them voices, man, you know. So once in a while, there'd be six of us here, and six there. There'd be 18 of us working. There'd be six in each group. And we'd have these bars, you know, and line and track. And they'd be standing at the other end of the other six guys up there, and I'd get down there. But every time he sing, take this old hammer, you know. But I can't do it like he do. I can't sing it like he do. But he had a way when he said, take this old hammer, ha, you know. Well, that's when I'd hit, you know. He said, take this old hammer. But he could do that when he was playing, you know. Of course, that's all he had to do was to study how to do that. But I had to work, you know what I mean?
Take this old hammer.
And take it to the town. Yes, take this old hammer and take it to the captain. Tell him I'm gone. Then tell him I'm gone. Now I don't want no cornbread and molasses. I don't want no cornbread and molasses. It hurts my pride. And it hurts my pride. So take this old hammer. And take it to the captain. Yes, take your soul hammer. And take it to the captain. And tell him I'm gone. This is morning I'm gone. Now if he asks you, was I running? Yes, if he asks you, was I running? You tell him I'm flying. Man, tell him I'm flying. Take the soul hammer and take it to the captain. Yes, take the soul hammer and take it to the captain. Tell him I'm fine. This morning I'm fine. Now if he asked you, was I laughing? And if he asked you, was I laughing? You can tell him I was crying. This morning I was crying. Take the soul hammer and take it to the captain. Yes, take the soul hammer and take it to the captain. Tell him I'm fine. Man, tell him I'm fine. Now I don't want no more Bobby and Captain. And I don't want no Bobby and Captain.
Guitar
sale,
what are you saying?
Yeah. Well,
let's
hope for you, Bill.
Yeah.
That way, if you slur those strings, it sounds like the guitar is talking.
Well,
slur some of those strings so. How'd you get that note right in there?
Don't ask me what I made, just say, do it sound all right.
I could just sit and hear you pick the blues for a couple hours.